The 2016 presidential election has been labeled as one of the strangest in American history, mostly in part due to the two main candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. In the first presidential debate, more than 84 million people worldwide sat in front of their televisions to watch the two go at it on the national stage, facing all of the major issues facing this country. But that begs the question, how important is it to watch these debates? According to the chairman for the Michigan Federation of College Republicans, Charlie Kolian, who is also a student here at Michigan State University, he thinks debate viewership is very important.
I do think it's important to watch the debates because that's really an easy way to compare both candidates about each to each other, and it's you get to hear right from them.
He also talked about the College Republicans as a group, which is over 100 strong here at MSU. Almost 30 people attended a watch party that was held on campus last week.
Yeah, so we had a watch party on campus at the Harrison Roadhouse where we had probably like 30 people attend. And we typically like host them there for the vice presidential one. We had a watch party and in Wells Hall that was unable to attend. But, I mean, there was a lot of interest. I mean, it's really nice at those watch parties because you really get a lot of people who come out to them who you may not see at your typical meeting, but they're still, like, conservative, and it's nice to, like, speak with them with common interests. And it's nice to know that, like, being a conservative in a typically liberal area, like a college campus, that, like, you're not alone.
But for Britt Forker, a junior at Michigan State, she did not watch the debates, and she did not hear good things whatsoever surrounding them either.
I didn't watch it, and what I heard, I didn't hear good things. I heard both sides were kind of flawed as far as, like, candidates go. So I think whoever gets elected, just we'll see how our future pans out.
However, she definitely thinks that watching the debates is an important part of doing your civil duty as a citizen and a voting citizen. But it does depend on the individual, she says.
I think it depends on the person, but watching presidential debates definitely, I think, gives more information on what, especially students between the ages of 18 and up, like, have a little bit more insight on what these candidates, like, want to do with our future and our country. And I think even, like, a little bit of parental guidance might even help, too, in people's voting, like, voting situations.
The same can be said for graduate student at Michigan State, Hope Chizwansando, who was informed on issues he was unknowledgeable about before the debate.
Yes, it's very important because it helps you like to know the points, like, for example, the manifesto people have about their candidacy. Why are they standing? Otherwise, it would be difficult for one to determine who to vote for.
Chief of Staff for the MSU College Democrats group, Michael Sandoval, oversees the 12-person e-board as well as the 150 active students in the group. They held a watch party for the first debate a couple weeks ago that had around 100 students there, who had a lot of fun, according to Sandoval.
I think most of the people that came had a very good time, considering most of them are probably supporters of the Democratic Party and the Democratic nominee.
Sandoval says that they also hope to hold another watch party for the third debate in the next few weeks, but not this upcoming second one on Sunday.
We're hoping to hold one for the third debate, because that one will be during the week. We haven't set anything up at this moment, but we will not be holding one for this coming Sunday's debate. Didn't have enough time, I guess, to plan for it, nor did we want people to have to come out to watch a debate across campus on a Sunday night.
Junior Sydney Matthews didn't pay too much attention to the debate. She actually thought it was somewhat comical in how many times the candidates interrupted each other, which made it somewhat hard for her to watch.
I watched probably like 20 minutes of it, not gonna lie. I had it on while I was like doing homework. I don't know, I thought they were cutting each other off a lot, and it was just like a lot of like gibberish going back and forth. I think they both made like good points, I guess, but they're more like jabbing each other and not trying to like talk about the actual issues and how they're gonna fix them.
But just like the others, she does believe that it is important to watch the debates and be proactive on the issues facing our country, although she doesn't do that herself.
I mean, it was kind of entertaining, I guess, to watch, just because they were going back and forth, but it was more like gibberish. I feel like they weren't focusing on anything in particular. I definitely think it is important. I'm like hypocritical saying it because like I don't keep up on those kind of things, but I definitely think that we should know what's going on. So it's really on us to be proactive about like how like to watch it and everything like that, I guess, but I don't know, like I said, I'm hypocritical, I don't watch it, and I don't keep up on these things, but I definitely know I should be, because I won't make, like, an educated decision if and when I go to vote.
But there are some that are on the other side of the fence when it comes to the debate viewership issue, like the aforementioned Sandoval, He doesn't think it's imperative to watch the debates, but it is a good thing to do before you go out and vote for your desired candidate, whoever it may be.
While I think it is important to understand the person who could very well possibly become president of the United States one day, it's an important thing and it's an important process, but it's not an imperative part of this process.
The second presidential debate will take place on Sunday, October 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time from Washington University in St. Louis. It will be co-moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper and ABC News' Martha Raddatz. It will be in the form of a town hall meeting, in which half of the questions will be posed directly by citizen participants and the other half will be posed by the moderator based on topics of broad public interest as reflected in social media as well as other sources. The third and final debate will take place on October 19th at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. That debate will be moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace. It will have the same format as the first debate. For Journal 300, I'm Davey Siegel.